Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q1 2012 Investor Conference Call. I would like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Michael Kuta. Please go ahead, Mr. Kuta.
Thank you, operator. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q1 2012 Investor Conference Call of Amerigo Resources Ltd. on Tuesday, May 8, 2012. Before we begin our presentation, let me caution you that our comments and discussions will include forward-looking statements and information within the meaning of applicable securities legislation. Although we believe that the anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by the forward-looking statements and information are based on reasonable assumptions and expectations, you should not place undue reliance on forward-looking statements and information because they involve unknown and known risks, uncertainties, and other factors which may cause the actual results, performance, or achievements of the company to differ materially from anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements and information. You should review our press release issued yesterday and our other documents filed with the securities authorities in Canada, including our annual information form under the heading Description of the Business Risk Factors. These documents describe the material factors and assumptions that were applied in drawing the conclusions and making the forecasts and projections as reflected in the forward-looking statements and information, and the material factors that could cause our actual results, performance, or achievements to differ materially. Finally, we undertake no obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements or information made in this presentation. Now I would like to introduce our President and CEO, Dr. Klaus Zeitler.
Thank you, Michael, and good day, everybody. I'll keep my comments relatively short. You have all seen the press release, which went out yesterday with respect to the financial results, and also the press release, which went out this morning with respect to our discussions with Codelco. Before I go into details, I would like to say that that in these two press releases, there are two statements which show that Amerigo is both from a value investor point of view as well as from a growth investor point of view, a very good company. First, we declared again a semi-annual dividend of 2 cents, which is one of the highest yield-wise in the business. And secondly, in the press release, which went out this morning, you see that we are working hard to expand our production further from where we are right now. And you have seen from our press release about the production results of the first quarter that we had record production results in this quarter, both for copper and for molybdenum. And of course, we'd like to continue this growth process for the next few years. But with respect to the first quarter, as I said, we had record production both in copper and in molybdenum. And this was due to various factors. One, we had no annual shutdown in January, as is usually the case when El Teniente does its annual maintenance. This was postponed this year, and it is happening right now. It happened partly in April and partly in May, but it helped us very much in the first quarter. But the first quarter production was also helped by good grades, which we received both in the fresh tailings as well as in the old tailings, and that of course also impacted then the recoveries, which were very good. And that led to this record production of 13.88 million pounds of copper in the first quarter. The financial results were impacted, however, by high power costs which were the highest in the last few years. They went over 20 cents. As you know, our variable power costs are limited this year to 20 cents. However, you have to add fixed power costs onto that, and this is the reason that we were above the 20 cents. But that is our limit for this year, and then again, as you know, next year our power contract will switch to a fixed price power contract, and that will result in very significant savings from the power costs to the tune of approximately $20 million per annum. The high power costs were, however, mitigated by the fact that the power consumption per pound of copper production was reduced from last year, from the first quarter last year, and that, of course, is due to the hardness of the ore, which of course changes depending on what kind of tailings we receive from El Teniente and what kind of tailings we are mining in Colibas. We also had higher than normal maintenance costs in the first quarter, mainly due to some repair work for the generators, and that work has had very good results then subsequent to the quarter end. We had very good power production in April and continue to have good power production. And this is very important because right now the power costs from the grid in Chile have further increased, and according to the latest information, in May they are at the 30 cent range. So we are very happy to have won the 20 cent limit for our power supply, and we are also happy to say that our generators, both generators, are operating well at this point and making good money. The other costs which were higher than normal were the Colibas extraction costs, and that was mainly due to the fact that we are relocating some of our production areas from where we take the old tailings, and that brought some costs with it. Nevertheless, we had very good operating cash flow in the first quarter of over $7 million, and we had net earnings of $2.3 million. Despite high capital expenditures, which we had in the first quarter of $8.6 million, we remained in a very strong financial position, and we had at the end of the quarter about $20 million in cash in the treasury. So that also convinced the board that we should continue with our dividend policy. And now I think I'm coming to the most important point of our press releases, and that is our discussions with Codelco. These, as you know, have been going on for quite some time, but I think they are now entering into a very important stage, and even Codelco acknowledged that we therefore can make a public release of these discussions. As you know, Codelco is not very press friendly and doesn't like to have information out before a definite agreement or a definite occurrence has happened. But this press release shows that we are making very good progress in our discussions with respect to the additional tailings pond, which is situated right next to Colibas, and we are hoping that in the near future we will come to such a final definitive agreement with Codelco and can then start also production from that tailings pond, which was deposited from the 30s to the 70s, so much older than the Colibas tailings pond, and that results in the fact that in this Cauquenes tailings pond there is much more moly contained than in the fresh tailings or in the Colibas tailings, because at that time, or for most of the time, when these tailings were deposited, Codelco did not recover the molybdenum from the ore. In other words, the molybdenum that was originally in the ore is still in these tailings. So the grade for molybdenum will be higher than in Colibas, and of course higher than in the fresh tailings. And we also expect from historical numbers, which we have seen, that the copper grades will be higher in that tailings pond. I think that concludes my comments. As I said, I don't want to go into the details which we have in the press release about our financial results, but if there are any questions, of course, we are quite happy to answer them.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press *1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while participants register. Thank you for your patience. And the first question is from Raymond Goldie from Toronto. Please go ahead.
Oh, good afternoon, Klaus. I wondered if when you re-experienced those difficulties with the generators in the first quarter, whether you were ever tempted to issue a press release to the effect that you were encountering such difficulties?
Well, Ray, as you know, these, and we have published that in the past, these generators, they were used generators, and they have never worked to our full satisfaction. And also in the first quarter, it was not that they didn't operate. They did operate partly, but not for the full period of time. And as I said, and we had to do some repair work. I don't think you can make a press release for every sort of repair you have to do in your operations.
Perhaps one could make a press release for every material event.
For material events, yes, that's right. But
that was such a surprise to us.
They were operating partly, and so it was not that they were completely shut down.
I believe that the response of the street was the earnings were surprisingly disappointing, and that the problems with the generators, which we had been assured at the end of last year had been solved. I believe that was a material event.
I don't agree with you, Ray, because if you look at the numbers, our cap was 20 cents. It didn't make much of a difference, really, in the number. And when these things are happening, one happens and then another thing happens, and it happens fairly quickly, but over a couple of weeks. And each incident is not much. And I think even if you take them all, as a whole, you would agree that they are not material.
Thank you. The next question is from John Clark from Toronto. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I was quite impressed with the record production of copper. And I'm curious about the higher recoveries. Is there any contribution from the oxide pilot plant?
A very small contribution, because it is a pilot plant, and we only have a capacity of something like between 100 and 200 tons per month of production. So that is very, very small. And again, because it's a pilot plant, we are not operating the plant continuously, because we are testing various things. We are testing metallurgy, we are testing costs, we are testing process. The contribution is very small.
Right. So the higher recovery, do you think you can likely retain that higher recovery?
Well, the recovery has to do with the kind of material which you receive.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, is only partly in our, in our power. The fresh tailings we cannot influence. It depends on where El Teniente is mining.
Mm-hmm.
In the Colibas tailings, we do know that we get higher recoveries from material which is deeper down in the tailings pond, because the oxidation is much less.
Mm-hmm.
So there we know when we get higher and when we get lower recoveries, depending on where we work there. And of course, we cannot only work in the deeper areas, but in order to get to the deeper areas, we have to start up above where where the oxide content is higher.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we are in a situation this year where the recoveries in Colibas should be, on average, much better than they were last year.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from John Paul Carey from New York. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Several questions. First, let me say that I think I agree with Ray on the generators. I believe last year we were told that the generators were completely overhauled after having been originally purchased in the used market, and that they were operating flawlessly. So it was somewhat of a surprise that the performance in the first quarter was less than flawless. Any comment or follow-up on that?
Yeah, I mean, we spent a lot of time and money to overhaul them. And we thought certainly at that time that we had done everything that needed to be done to have them work flawlessly, but obviously that was not the case. We still had the turbo generator part which was not exchanged at that time, and which had worked well, and that's what broke down in one of the generators in the first quarter, and that's what we had to replace. We are now happy that works, and hopefully we have now really done everything we think at this point that we can do to make them work continuously, but you never know with these kind of things.
How much of the $8.6 million in CapEx went toward the generator repairs?
Does it happen?
As I mentioned, the money, and that influenced our financial results, was not CapEx. It was repair cost.
And the repair cost, I believe I just heard someone say $500,000?
$500,000, yes.
$500,000, okay. The expansion that you're anxiously awaiting and perhaps would be finalized sometime later this year, is that a reasonable time expectation in light of the glacial movement so far?
Yes.
What would the total cost be in order to ramp up production? I believe you were talking about doubling.
Yes.
Production.
Yes.
What would the total cost associated with that be?
We don't have capital cost estimates at this point.
Okay.
We are only in the process, as the press release said, of permitting and very early engineering studies. So it would be premature at this point to say what the capital cost will be. But I'd like to say one thing. The expansion will not happen in one stage. We are considering three stages to expand the production. So and I don't know where you are coming from with respect to the capital cost, but probably you are anxious to know whether we will have to go to the market to finance this expansion. With the three-stage expansion, we are hoping that we can minimize any dilution to the shareholders by using our cash flow to implement this this capital program. As you know, we are expecting significant savings from the power contract next year and the following years. So, I mean, that alone over a three-year period should give us something like $60 million. We are really expecting that certainly in the first stage we will be able to minimize or not at all use any equity to finance this expansion.
What would be, from the time of approval, from greenlighting this, what would be the approximate timing on these stages? Have you a ballpark timeline?
If we get the permitting process done as we expect, namely before the end of this year, and we also get the contract negotiations done during that time frame, then we should be able to have the first stage in place by the end of 2030.
Okay. And would that mean that each subsequent stage would be approximately a year also, or not?
Yeah.
The contract negotiations themselves, would they involve replicating the royalty agreement as it currently stands? Would that possibly involve renegotiating that?
No, it would certainly be different, because you have to remember that the fresh tailings agreement dates from 1990, and of course, you know, things have completely changed since that time. So it will certainly look different.
And when we say different, could we be presumptuous and assume maybe more favorable?
Well, you know, definitely, because as you know, for instance, in the fresh tailings, we are not paying any royalty if the cover price is below 80 cents. But if it is above 80 cents, we are paying royalty. So let's assume a very bearish looking forecast, and that the copper price would come down to $1 or $1.50. We would be paying royalty. But on the other hand, I mean, there's no way that we could make money at these prices. So as I said, I mean, all these numbers, they were based on 1990 outlook, and the world, of course, has changed.
Correct. The financing for this project, or the potential financing, are you currently talking? I guess it's a little premature to speak to anyone about financing when you don't know the extent of the project yet.
Exactly.
Would it be appropriate to assume it would involve some sort of debt financing or line of credit?
Yeah, we do have at the present time a line of credit in Chile, you know, my best estimate at this point is that certainly the first stage we should be able to finance from our own cash flow, and if necessary through this line of credit.
I see you used part of that line of credit in the first quarter then, as I see the debt on a net basis, net of payments made, increased from the end of the year.
No, we didn't use the line of credit. We obtained a different working capital loan in the subsidiary that operates the generators. The $20 million line of credit has not been drawn on.
Okay. Is a working capital loan then a term loan?
It is a three-month term loan.
3 months?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Just two quick questions. Going forward, would you envision at copper prices north of $3 being able to do these projects with the attendant financing expense and still maintain the dividend at the current level? Would you envision having to sacrifice the dividend in order to prevent dilution? Or,
well, yeah, I mean, that is certainly, these are certainly questions which will have to be answered at the time when, you know, when these decisions come up. As I said, I hope and think that the first stage, certainly we can finance from cash flow and from the line of credit. So, you know, it may get a little bit tighter in the second stage.
Klaus, you mentioned that the current power pricing is as high as 30 cents a kilowatt.
That's the grid price in the first, you know, in the first few days this month.
Right. Now, your generators are running on diesel, and I assume that the price of diesel is also escalating. Is there a cap on that?
No, there's no cap. You mean a cap on our diesel cost?
Correct. And I assume that right now you're still subject to potential escalation in power prices through the balance of the year.
Right. Right. Well, we are not operating based on diesel. We are operating on heavy oil.
Okay.
Still
escalating in price, though.
Yeah. And on the basis of heavy oil, we are right now operating at about 19 and a half cents.
So I assume you're anxious to get that new contract into effect.
We are also anxious to have the, as we discussed, to have the generators working because we are selling power at the marginal cost. And
what's your
average? We will continue to do that even after January 1st, 2013, when our contract will be based on a fixed price.
So there is some arbitrage there from running the generators.
Yes.
So at the moment, what is your average cost then? At the margin, it's almost 20 cents, but on average, what was it? A few cents less than that. In other words, you're buying power. Your generators are costing almost 19 and a half cents.
Right.
That's not enough power to run the entire operation.
No.
So you're purchasing power off the grid.
Yeah, we are purchasing all our power from the grid.
Okay.
And we are selling all our power that we produce with the generators to the grid.
Which is perhaps what, a third of total needs?
About if both generators are operating full time, it's about 60%.
60, yes. And lastly, on the oxide pilot plant, at what stage would you feel comfortable moving it from the pilot stage to contemplating a formal ramp up?
Well, these are the studies which we are doing right now, based on results which we have received from the pilot plant and from results of other processes which could be used. And we will have the results of that probably in about 2 to 3 months, and then these results will then determine which exact process we will use. There are various options,
right,
that can be contemplated together with El Teniente.
And when you speak of contemplated use related to going forward into the new agreement, or strictly going forward on increased production, not what you're already producing?
I mean the oxide production,
right,
would not make any economic sense based on the present mm-hmm. feed which we have from Calivas and from the fresh tailings. The oxide production, the oxide pilot plant was only contemplated because we wanted to show to El Teniente that we can produce copper out of the oxide portion as well as the sulfide portion. And that is very important because the oxide portion in the Cauquenes tailings dam is significantly higher than the oxide portion in the fresh or in the Calibas dam.
And do you have a handle on the cost of putting up a full-fledged operating plant, or not yet?
Not yet, but you know, with the pilot plant, we certainly have a good idea. Mm. But we haven't finalized because, as I said, we will only do that after we have made a final decision on the processes used,
right,
which will come in about 2 to 3 months.
And as we speak, the results of the plant and the potential costs, are they within your historic expectations?
In most part of the process, yes, and in one part, the costs are too high, and but we think we have a solution for that, and that will all be part of that assessment.
Last question: is the successful operation of the new process contingent to, upon? Is the expansion contingent upon successful development of the new plant, or could you possibly enter into a further agreement without the new process? It would probably be more difficult, obviously. Maybe.
Yeah. No. I mean, well, El Teniente certainly is expecting that we will recover both copper from the sulfide and the oxide portion, and there is no question about us being able to do that. The process itself, you know, works. It's just a matter of optimizing the process.
Okay. Klaus, thank you for your time.
Thank you.